Rob Aukerman, and I am with Elanco Animal Health and responsible for U.S. and Canada operations.
Well, Rob, you talked to us a little bit today about the growing demand for pork globally and how we're going to meet it. What are some of the things that you told us about?
Well, currently today, we're able to produce enough pork for everyone across the globe to have access to 10.7 ounces of pork per week. And we'd say generally that is meeting current demand. The problem is we don't believe that'll meet future demand. We've got a huge efficiency story over the last 50 years, but we need to keep that story continuing if we're going to meet future demand.
Now, how much do you anticipate pork demand is going to increase over the next 30 years?
So if we look at it on a per-person basis, per person per week, the FAO would estimate that that's going to grow to 12 ounces. So from 10.7 to 12 ounces. That doesn't sound like a lot, but when you consider that that's a 12 or 13% increase in per-person consumption, and you factor in the fact that the population is going to grow nearly 30%, that translates into a need for 50% more pork.
So that would be a lot more pigs, right?
Well, if we had just did it by adding pigs, yes, it would, because today we meet the demand with about 1.4 billion pigs globally. So if you increase production by 50% only with pigs, it'd take about another 700 million pigs. But we don't believe that that's the answer, not the entire answer.
So what is the answer?
The answer would be a combination of increasing the number of pigs some, but more focused on efficiencies. So getting to the point where we are producing more pork on less days.
And how is Elanco helping with that? Helping, you know, because really that's Elanco's vision is feeding the world.
Absolutely. Well, we're helping in two primary ways. We are an innovation-based company, technology-based company, and so we are investing both in products and services that will allow food to be produced more efficiently.
And really, you know, Elanco is involved in all animal health areas, but pork is really critical for the world, right?
It absolutely is. It is in the highest demand of all the meat proteins. So, yes, it is critical. And we think it's important to address all segments of innovation and technology, prevention of disease, treatment of disease, control of disease, and overall efficiencies.
And sustainability is such a big thing. We're talking about putting, you know, that much more animal protein in the world. We have to do it sustainably.
Absolutely, and we believe that that's possible. So again, if we can produce just 9 pounds more pork per pig, 20 less days, with around 300 million more pigs, we can meet this demand. We can grow pork production 50%, and by doing it that way, we can use less resources than we are today: less land, less water, less feed.
And here at World Pork Expo, you have pork producers from all over the country, and the U.S. is really the leader in pork production and efficiency, right?
Yes, U.S. is the model. They lead the productivity story. So there's a pretty big range today between the average production statistics and where the U.S. or the top producers are at. So we've got to close that gap. Got to close that gap and even get a little better than what we are in the United States today.
Okay, Rob, anything else you'd like to add?
It's a pleasure to be here, and I think we all just need, in the industry, we need to own this, talk about the importance of innovation and technology and food production so that we can meet this future demand.
All right. Thank you very much. Here at World Pork Expo, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.